Ask from Hashem the rains, Beis Malkosh, at the time of the rain season, the heavier rain season. Hashem oisech hazizim, Hashem will make clouds. We'll see what, there'll be a discussion what exactly that means, but it comes out it means clouds. Umatar geshem, followed by rains. Yitein lahem la'ish, and he'll give to them to a person. Esev besada, for an esev besada, for a piece of grass in the field. We're going to go through that. I just kind of jumped to it. Yochol kol. You might think that means that the masses need it. Hashem brings rain for the masses, for everybody, if everybody needs it. Talmud lomar la'ish, even for an individual. What's la'ish esev besada? Why does it finish off? We say you need rain, Hashem brings rain. So you might think you need it for everybody. No, talmud lomar la'ish, even for an individual. V'tanya ila'ish, if only for an individual, yochol kol sadosav. Maybe if that individual needs all of his sados, if all of his sados need rain, then the Rabbanu Shalom will bring rain. He'll bring it for an individual, but only if all of his sados need rain, Tamil Lomar Sada, even a single field of his needs rain, the Rabbanu Shalom will bring it. Isada yochol kol asada, if just the Pesuk had said sada, I would think it meant if the entire field, that field, not all of his fields, but one field, the entire thing has to need rain in order for Hashem to bring it, Tamil Lomar Esev, even a single blade of grass in his field needs rain, Hashem will bring it. Like this of Rav Daniel Bakatina, he had a garden. He would go out every day and look at it. Amar, he would say, Hamishra boya maya, Hamishra lo boya maya. This patch needs water. That patch doesn't need water. And rains would come and water the wherever part he said needed water. So it happens. My Hashem Osech Hazizim. We're going to go back and expound on the pasuk. My Hashem Osech Hazizim. What does it mean? Hashem makes Hazizim. These clouds. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. Malami Chikol Tzadik V'Tzadik HaKodesh Baruch Hu Oselo Chazes B'Pnei Atzmo. They tell you that every single Tzadik has his own rain cloud for himself. He has his own individual, unique situation of Parnasa. That's a general idea. My Chazizim. What are Chazizim? What does that literally mean? Amar Rav Yehuda Porches. Chazizim. Or what exact type of cloud? Amar Rav Yehuda Porches. It's Porches, which is a type of cloud, which we'll describe in a second. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Simen Lamatar Porches. Porches are a sign for an upcoming rain. You see the Porches, you know rain's going to follow. And that's why that you could say in the pasuk, it says Chazizim, and then Umatar Geshem. My Porches, what is Porches? Amar Rav Papa, Eva Klisha Tusei Eva Smichta. When you have like a heavy cloud, you'll see, and you know it's really going to come down, you'll see faster, small, like lighter clouds going fast underneath the big cloud, like a big heavy rainstorm. That's what the porches are. They're flying. Porches literally means to fly. So eva klisha tusei eva smichta. It's the fast, lighter clouds, light clouds that are moving below the thick, heavy cloud. Amar Rav Yehuda nehila mekame mitra osi mitra. If you have a light rain following a heavy rain, then osi mitra. Then you know it's really going to rain for a while. It's not going to stop anytime soon. Basar mitra, pasik mitra. But when it's been a heavy rain and then there's a light rain, it means very soon the rains will, in total, stop. Makme mitra, osi mitra. If the light rain comes before the heavy rain, then osi mitra. Then you see it's going to rain for a while. It's not going to stop. Simanech mahulta. A simon to this would be mahulta, a sieve. Then when you sift flour, very quickly the lighter, the small pieces fall through, and then for a while it takes the bigger pieces to get through. To get through the sieve, to get through the holes in the sieve. The Basar Mitra Pasik Mitra, Visimanech Charaya the easy. If there's a light rain following a heavy rain, the simon would be, and we see that the rains will in total stop. Visimanech Charaya the easy. Apparently when goats go to the bathroom, it's heavy in the beginning, it's lighter at the end. Ula ikla labavel, Ula travels to Bavel, chaza porches, he sees porches. Amar lahu panamani, the hashta, simitra. Right? Everyone, bring in your things, bring in your possessions, it's going to rain. Lasoif, lo asimitra at the end, it didn't rain. Amar kihechi, the mishakri bavlai, hachi mishakri mitrayu. He said, just like the Babylonians are liars, their rains are liars. And what's the idea? Because we saw yesterday, I would think, that we saw yesterday, one is posik tzedakah barabim, and doesn't give, so you have the whole rain cloud, etc., but there's no rain, it doesn't happen. So through here, it must be that we see that the rains come as a person's mishaker to give, to do things. So through the rains will also respond. It could be something related to that. Okay. Ula ikla labava. Ula travels to bava when chazim alitzina the tamar bezuzah. He sees a basket full of dates for a zuz. That's really cheap. A zuz is very cheap. Amar malitzina the duvsha bezuzah. You have a basket full of honey because they would make date honey. A basket full of honey with a zuz for a zuz. So cheap. Ubavlailo askebe araisa. And the people above along just sitting and learning Torah. Food is so cheap. What are your expenses? Why aren't they sitting and learning? Belelya tsaruhu. So he says this is the best. So he buys it. And he's eating a lot of it. And at night, Saru, he gets a terrible stomach ache. Amar, he says, Mali tinet de sekina bezuza bavlai askebe araisa. You have a basket full of knives for a zuz, and because it's so cheap, people buy it and they eat a lot of it. How are people supposed to learn when they're having such a condition from eating so much of these things? Tanya, learn in the braisa. Rabbi Eliezer, Amar kolam kulam imeme ukainasu shoisa. Rabbi Eliezer says that the entire world drinks from the waters of the ukainas. Okay. Shenemar ve'ed yalamina aretz ve'hishka es kol p'nei ha'adama. As it says that the cloud rises from the earth, v'hishka es kol p'nei ha'adama, and it waters the land. So we see really the ocean, the ukainas is the word for the major body of the ocean. The ukainas, the waters really come from the ocean, and then, which is how we understand, and then come into clouds, and then it rains down. That's where ultimately we're drinking from the ocean. The rains really come from the ocean. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, v'halamimim ukainas maluchinin, but the waters are salty of the ocean. How does this work? Amar lo mamtukin ba'avim. He says to them they become sweeter in the clouds. The whole thing of evaporation and this separates the water from the salt, etc. So okay, that's how it works. Mamtukin ba'avim. They become sweeter in the clouds. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer kolam kulam imayim el yoinim hushoisa. So this would be Yeshua. The entire world drinks from the mayim hel yoinim, from the waters of the above, of the heavens. Shenemar lomater hashamayim tish demayim. As the pasuk says, from the rains of the heavens you will drink water. So elamani makayim ve'id yalim in aret. So how does he learn that the cloud rose from the ground and then hishkesagan, which is my spiracious, right? It came down and then it watered down. So how does he learn that pasuk? So he says, Malamed Shahanonim Misgabrim V'olim L'Rakia, the clouds are developed and rise up to the Rakia, rise up to the heavens, Poschen Pian Kenod, and they open up their top like a bottle. The top opens like a bottle. Umekablin meimatar, and from the Shemayim they receive rain. Shenema Yizoku Mata La'edo, as the pasuk says, pasuk in Eve, I think Yizoku Mata La'edo, that the Bishlam pours rain into his cloud. Umenukavasen kikabara, and the clouds have holes in them, kikabara, like a sieve. Uboos umechashras mayim agbe karka, and they go and they sprinkle water onto the land. Shenemar chashras mayim ave shchokim. As the pasuk says, chashras mayim, they sprinkle water. Who? The ave shchokim, the clouds of the heavenly abode. The ein bein tibul etiba lekamali neima. And in these sieve, as I'm understanding it, in the sieve, there's only between one drop and another a mali neima, hair's breadth. That's how exact Hashem makes it when it rains. So between the rains, there's only a hair's breadth between them. A mali neima. And we see from here that the day of the rains is as great as the day Shenivru bo Shemayim va'aretz, that the Shemayim va'aretz were created. We see the tremendous detail, the tremendous attention, the tremendous pella of the Yom Hagashamim from this idea of Ein Bein Tibul Etiba L'Kamalei Neima, seemingly, that's the equivalent of the detail and attention that was paid to in Briyas Shemayim va'aretz. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, remember we had this in the beginning of the Masechta, by Gevura. Why do we call it Gevura's Geshomim? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Osi gedolos harin cheker uksev hanosin matarap nea aretz. Right? Pasuk says that he does gedolos harin cheker. He does tremendous things harin cheker that are to a point that a person can't inquire into them. To the extent that a person can't inquire into them. And the pasuk says in that an example would be that he brings the rain upon the earth. So that's called gedola harin cheker. Helen, and the pasuk says, "Bemais parashas loyadatim l'shamata loy olam Hashem in cheker l'tvenaso." Don't you know loy olam Hashem? Don't you know about the Rabbanu Shalom in cheker l'tvenaso? There's no cheker to his understanding, to his insight, and that's a reference. That's pasuk is referring to Bemais parashas. So we see cheker that Yom Gashomim, the rains are compared to Bemais parashas. We said earlier Bemais parashas bigvura, so through rains bigvura, that's why it's called gevuras Gashomim. We see usually pasukim. Okay. Come on, Azloha. We're going to bring a few psukim now, and we're going to say, who does it go like? Interesting, there are, like, Rabbi Yeshua ben Eliezer, they have, like, big-scale machloiksim. See the Mesha Hachma, the beginning of Bereshis, and other places, and many of the places in the Gemara. So they have, like, the big-scale machloiksim many, many times. Okay. Come on, Azloha dechsev. Like, who does the following posik go like? Mashke harim ali Yosef. That, we say, he's Mashke harim, he waters the mountains, ma'ali Yosef. From his upper abode. Aliyos, an aliyah would be like, we call like a high rise, like the aliyah is the top level. So from his aliyah, from his higher abode. What does it mean? It means he waters it, ma'aliyos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. From the aliyos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, from the Rabbanu Shalom's heavenly abode. That's where he waters the harem, waters the mountains. Rabbi Yochanan seemingly is coming to add, ma'aliyos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, seemingly would more imply in the statement of Rabbi Yochanan that the source of the water is Ma'ali Yosef, not just the raining down of the water is Ma'ali Yosef. That's how you would normally understand it. Therefore, come on, Rabbi Yeshua. It would be like Rabbi Yeshua, that the source of the water is from the heavenly abodes. The source of the rain is from the heavenly abodes. Rabbi Eliezer came into Saka Lehesa Mashkim Ali Yosef Kari Lehu. Rabbi Eliezer says no. What it means is that once the clouds go up to the heavenly abodes, that's where they rain down from. So we call it Mashkem Ali Yosef. We call it raining down from Ali Yosef, from his heavenly abodes, since that's where the clouds rose up to when now it begins to rain. The Ilusim Ahochi, Avak V'yavim in Hashemayim Mechim Mishkochus, the Pasuk says, by the Klolus and Kisavo, Avak V'yavim in Hashemayim, there'll be Avak V'yavim, dust and dirt from Shemayim will come down. How do you find that? Since it was raised up there, up to the Shemayim, and then it came down, so we call it as coming, min ha-shemayim. It doesn't mean the source of its original, you know, being brought from is from the Shemayim, but that's where it's coming down from. So through here, since it rose up there, we call it as coming from there, from the Ali Yosef. Like, who does the following teaching go like? The Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kones Kened Me'ayam, Nosim Be'otzeros Tehomos. We say the Rabbanu Shalom gathers in all of the waters. He's Nosim Be'otzeros Tehomos. He puts in the deep waters, Be'otzeros, into Otzeros, into storehouses, seemingly. But we darshan like this. Mi Garam, says Rabbi Chanina, Mi Garam Be'otzeros She'is Malu Bar Tehomos. That what? He's Nosim Be'otzeros. He puts into the Otzeros, into storehouses of crop, from the Tehomos. What causes the storehouses to become full of crop? The Tehomos, the lower waters. Rabbi Eliezer, that would be like Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the source of the waters are from the Tehomos, because we're dealing with ultimately the rains, ultimately the water that's creating the crop. Rabbi Yeshua, Hahu, B'briyasa Sha'olam. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, that's not the meaning of the Pasuk. It just means B'briyasa Sha'olam. It's referring to how Hashem, which is what the Pasuk literally means. He was referring to how Hashem made and formed the oceans, that he took the waters, he gathered them in, and he put them, be'otzeros, he put them in, he was sam chol gavulo ve'otzer liyam. He made a beach, a sand, as the rim, as the edge, and within that he created an otzer to keep and maintain the water. Initially the water was all over, you know, up in the Kol Haaretz, and then he was v'yakatzu amayim, and then he brought it together. Okay. So let's talk a little bit. I want to go back a little bit of time into Aser to Aser. We say Aser to Aser, Aser, Bishvil Shetis Aser, that you're allowed to Meiser in order to become wealthy. I want to share with you an interesting Chasam Sofer first. The Chasam Sofer says an interesting Peshat on this. He says that what's Aser Bishvil Shetis Aser? Then normally we mean you become wealthy, right? You actually gain. As it says, Varikosi Lechem Bracha Adelithai. Says the Chasam Sofer in Re'ei, Aser to Aser is, the Pasuk says, Birkas Hashem Hitashiv Latosif Etzev Imoy. that the bracha of Hashem, he tashir, makes a person wealthy. Well, the tosef etzav imo, and it doesn't bring pain, it doesn't bring depression following it. Why is this? Because a person never dies with half of his taivas in his hand. A person always wants more. He has a taiva for money. If a person tries to amass all of his money, he only wants more. He's not satisfied with that. So what does he say? What does it mean? Aser, take that maestris, give it up. That which you would want to amass, that which you would want to keep, give it up to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and the Rabbanu Shel Olam will send you a Birchas Hashem of Istapkis. The Bracha of Hashem is a Mita Toiva of Istapkis, the Mita Toiva of being satisfied with what you have. Ezehu Ashir Hasameach Bechelko, is happy with what he has. And that's what it means. Aser, give it up. Give up the Meister. Don't hold it to yourself. Don't keep it to yourself. Give up some of your pursuit. Bishvil Shetisasher, so that you can, for the avoid of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, be mile it, bring it to a higher purpose, that you can come to a point where you'll be satisfied with what you'll have, you'll be sameach bechelko, and you'll have ashiris. It doesn't necessarily mean that you'll have more money. It's a very good pshat. Chasm Sofer. Okay. Chasm Sofer says a little bit, we'll just go, it says, v'smol la'osher v'chovet, by the Torah, limit HaTorah. He says, why is the Rabbanu Shel Olam let us do this? Why is he let us test them and give this, this promise by Ma'aser? Why do we need it? So he says, because the Torah says, it says Bismola Osher B'Chavod, that the Torah brings Osher B'Chavod, it brings wealth and covet. So a person naturally wants wealth and covet, and they'll learn Torah in order to get wealth and covet. That's not what we want. We want Torah Lishma, not for the wealth and the covet. So the Rabbanu Shem gave us a mitzvah that he said, if you do this mitzvah, you'll have a shiris. It's already taken care of. Now you can sit and learn with the right intentions. That's what he says in the Peshat. Okay, fine. Interestingly, there's a Tosfos here. Tosu says the following. The Pasuk says, Hayoti min asada shana shana. What does it mean? Hayoti min asada aser taaser is kotabu asarecha, maestro of your produce. Hayoti min asada shana shana. He brings a story that, what does it mean? It means two ideas in it. One is that that hayoti min asada shana shana means that if you don't give maestros, then you'll only, the next year, your crop will only produce the yotze min asada, the amount that should have left the field, the amount that should have been taken. And even just a story that there was a father who had a field of 1,000 kurim, as a measure, 1,000 kurim, and he would give 100 to Meiser. The next year, his, you know, and he did this every year. Eventually, he was nifter, and the field passed to his son. The son decides, I'm not going to give Meiser. He gave it 1 year. His father told him, make sure you give the Meiser. And he gave it. And the next year, he didn't. He realized, that's 10%. It's a lot of money. I'm not going to do it. So next year, what happened? The year afterwards, it only produced 100. Sorry, it only produced, yeah, he had 1,000, only produced 100 kor, the amount that he should have given for Meiser. And from there, it went down and down. And that's the idea, that not only do we say if you Meiser, you'll become wealthy, but if you don't Meiser, you'll actually lose. Hayotzi min asada shana shana. An interesting pshat Tosfos brings at the end, or this is the big Tosfos, at the end he brings, that hayotzi min asada shana shana is that if you don't give the Meiser, who will take it? The yotzi min asada. The ish sada, Esav, the goyim. If you don't give the meiser, then the goyim will I don't know, the tax rate, I don't know if that counts, but that's what, you know, the goyim will come and they'll take it. So that's what Pshati brings. Interestingly, what is this bracha of Aser Bishvil Shishiti Asher? I don't own a field. I don't know. I don't own a field in Eretz Israel. I don't do the meisers. But we all make a certain amount of profit and we all have to give meiser kesafim. So do we have the bracha by meiser kesafim, meiser money? Does that work? I give tzedakah, I give meister money. Does that work? Is that included in the bracha? So Tosu says, interestingly, aser to aser, he brings a sefri that says, what's es kol tevu asarecha? Take meisters from kol tevu asarecha, from all of your produce. Kol tevu asarecha, says the sefri, is coming to include your profit from your business, from your pragmatia, ribbis, from goyim, whatever, however you do it. There, from your business, you take the meister. So it's in this pasuk also as meister kesafim. I would think aser to aser, therefore, would apply as well to meister kesafim. Interestingly, Tosfos in the Dasa Kanim brings, the Pasuk says by Yaakov Avinu, as he's leaving to Beis Lavan, he says, if you take care of me, you give me lechem v'simla, everything you bring to me, aser esrenu lach, I will take a tithe for you. You take care of me, and Rabbanu Shalom, I promise, all the wealth that I will attain, aser esrenu lach, I will give to you maestros from. Tosfos brings, he brings it from Medrash, but it's not in that Medrash. It could be that's mispronounced with the deals. But he says, from here we see that Yaakov Avinu was misaking to give Meiser for money. So it's an Aser HaSeren Olach. Either way, it seems like, seemingly is a Deraisa, just a question from where, maybe. But the Iker is that Meiser Kesafim is really a Derabanan, and some say it's only a Minig. Just to point that out. Now, interestingly, there's a discussion in the Ramah in Reish Mem Zayin if the bracha applies of aser to aser to meiser money. Some say it's only by agricultural meiseris. It doesn't apply to meiser money. Then we don't have that of tach of aser bishvoshet tisasher. So it's best not to test on that one. But chenin al bezos, you have to know what you're testing with. Best not to do it. It only seemingly applies to meiseris. Interestingly, I want to just add one last thing. I'm sorry, it only applies to agricultural meiseris. I want to just add one last thing. We find in this week's parsha the chashivas of Levi. Levi is close in the meiser. Who do we give the meiser to? We give it to Levi, right? What's the pshat? It says in parshas Vayishlach the Yonos and Menuziel. Many things in the Yonos and Menuziel, the Targum Yonos, are really found in the Pirkei Avos, and this is also found in the Pirkei Avos. It happens with this malach comes again. Ve'yivater Yaakov levado ve'yavikishimo. Yaakov wrestles with the angel, right? Famous story. Well, what was the angel's issue with Yaakov? So Targum Yonos brings a story like this: is that the angel comes, v'shtar Yaakov l'chodoy, he was left alone, maybe l'yivkid v'ispachosh, malach ime, and the malach came and he started to wrestle with him, started to debate with him, but the musgavar, he came looking like a person, v'amar, and he said to him, halo amarta la'asra kodi lach, didn't you say you would meiser everything that's yours? V'islach tresar b'nin, u'barta chada, you have 12 sons and a daughter, v'lo asertinu, and you never gave them as meiser. Minyad efresh arba buchrin la'arba imasa. So what did he do? So he took the firstborn of the four mothers and he separated them to the side. They're already buchurim, they're already kaddish, they're not included in the maaser. Like you take truma out, then you take the maaseres. So he took them out, and now he's left with eight. Vishtayrat manye is eight sons. V'tan l'mimne mishimen. So he starts counting from, he counts from Shimon. So he counts eight, Shimon, nine, Levi, 10. And he separates Levi as the maaser. So the Michoel, the Malach, answers and he says, "Rabbanu Shalaylam, Deinu Advach, Ve'al Isak Piskema Ilein Ishtahiminat Kel Lenachlo." He says, "This is your Goral, this is your merit, this is your Chelek, this is your portion." And for this, Levi was left to be the Nachla of the Rabbanu Shalaylam, like he says in the Pasuk of this week's Parsha, that I am your Nachla, therefore you don't take Nachla in Eretz Israel with the rest of the Yidden, etc. So you see, we give the Meiser to Levi. Levi himself was a Meiser. Levi himself was taken as Meiser. I think there's some insight in that Yonos and Menuziel. I just want to promote a little bit. I do a Chumash Shir at Darchei on Friday night. But I want to just, I think it made more, you know, people would gain from it more than listening to me talk for 45 minutes. To do an Onik Shabbos at my house a little bit. So I have very poor advertising here. Please take a piece of paper. It has the address and the times, 10 to 10:30 every week. I really would appreciate it if anybody who is up and able to come would come. Singing, it's going to be Mevartlof discussion, more of an open thing. You come and go when you want. You don't have to stay the whole time. Food also, important.
Okay, so when, so I have two questions. So yeah. Stock market happens, right? You don't have to give the money until you've sold it, right?
This is, yeah.
What? And like started. Say, did for example, like, I had a stock, right?
No, I did like halfway through. I started late, so I just kept my stuff.
I put in $1,000, it went up 50%, I sold half my shares, right? So I took out 7 months.